After this song, what happened is more important than what happened in the song. When Annamacharya recited this song, the King Saluva Narasimharaya asked him to repeat it several times and was so deeply moved by its luminous beauty that he transcended the boundaries of propriety and requested Annamacharya to compose a similar song on him. Annamacharya was deeply offended and told him that his gifts of music and poetry were dedicated to the service of Hari and that he would never employ them to extol men. Hari Mukunduni koniyadu na jiffa ninu koniyadanaru entaina. The tongue that is dedicated to sing the praise of Hari cannot be used to sing your praise. But the question here is, if we look at this song, we find just the description of a lady who came out of the bedroom after she spent the previous night in love sports with her lord. But Annamacharya says that this is the praising of the Lord Hari. Why did he say so? What is there in this song that praises the Lord? The answer is literally there is nothing. But suggestively, it is deep dedication of the composer to the divine love sport of the divine couple. In Dhvanyaloka of Anandavardhana, there is what is called a suggestive meaning in the words of great poets, which is beyond the comprehension and beyond the mundane world of normal human beings. It is like Lavanya, grace in woman, which adds to her beauty. Pratiyamanam punaranya deva vastvasti vanishu mahakavinam aloka samanyam abhirvanakti ibhati lavanya vivanganas. That this is devotion is something difficult for an atheist to understand, a radical to comprehend, but transparent to a devout mind. There are many songs which describe the beauty of Alumelumanga. It is very common for classical poets to describe women, both human and divine. But there is a tradition. The tradition is to describe a divine woman from top to toe and the human from toe to top. Those of you who are familiar with the Sri Lalita Sahasranam will understand the beauty of the Mother Goddess described in Brahmanda Purana very vividly, exquisitely and extremely wonderfully. Anakalita sadrushya chubuka sri virajita kamesha baddha mangalya sutra shobhita kandara. Very often we don't know the meaning of what we recite, and perhaps sometimes ignorance is bliss. It is always better to know the meaning so that we experience what we recite. But if you don't know the meaning, perhaps you don't even know what you experience. That is why the scriptures say that we should know the meaning of what we recite. When you recite it louder, the result is less. When we recite it within, it becomes mananam, and what you recite becomes mantra. When you recite within, you are getting closer to the divinity within you, and that is the reason why your spiritual experience is much richer than when you chant it aloud. There are some schools which say that even the lip movement reduces the impact of the result. So we recite much more within. And for doing that, we need more concentration than we do it aloud. Devotion and concentration are always in confrontation in the initial stages. It is easier to achieve concentration by practice than by sitting stagnant on the lack of concentration. Let us see another song of Annamacharya where the maids are praising Alumelumanga's beauty. They say, how to praise you? Yemani pogadudime ikaninu amani sobagula Alumelumanga. How to praise your beauty? You have all the qualities of spring. The clarity in your eyes is the moonlight to him. Telikannula nee tetale kadave velayaga vibhuniki vennelalu. It is the haripulation on your body that forms the flower bed for him. Pulakala molakala podulivi kadave palumaru puvula panukulu. Yemani pagadudume ikaninu amani sobagula Alumelumanga. Let us listen to this song.
Yemani pogadudume, yemani pogadudume ikaninu amani sobagula Alumelumanga. Yemani pogadudume ikaninu amani sobagula Alumelumanga. Yemani pogadudume, yemani pogadudume. కన్నుల నీ తేటలే కదవే వెలయగ విభునికి వెన్నెలలు తెలి కన్నుల నీ తేటలే కదవే వెలయగ విభునికి వెన్నెలలు పులకల మొలకల పొదులివి గదవే పలుమరు పూల పాను పులు పులకల మొలకల పొదులివి గదవే పలుమరు పూల పాను పులు ఏమని పొగడుదుమే నీను ఆమని శోభగుల అలమేల్ మంగ ఏమని పొగడుదు మే తీయని నీ మూవి తేనెలే కదవే వీయపురమణుని విందులివి తీయని నీ మూవి తేనెలే కదవే వీయపురమణుని విందులివి ముయ్యక మూసిన మొలకనవు గదే నెయ్యపు కపురపు నెరి బాగాలు ముయ్యక మూసిన మొలకనవు గదే నెయ్యపు కపురపు నెరి బాగాలు ఏమని పొగడుదుమే ఇక నీను ఆమని శోభగుల అలమేల్ మంగ ఏమని పొగడుదుమే కైవసమగుని కాగిలే కదవే శ్రీ వెంకటేశ్వరు సిరినగరు కైవసమగుని కాగిలే కదవే శ్రీ వెంకటేశ్వరు సిరినగరు తావు పోన మీ తమకములే కదే కావించిన మీ కళ్యాణములు తావు కోన మీ తమకములే కదే కావించిన మీ కళ్యాణములు ఏమని పొగడుదుమే ఇక నిను ఆమని శోభగుల అలమేల్ మంగ ఏమని పొగడుదుమే.